Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hey, you guys. Today I would like to talk about lonely and the dynamics of it. And like I always say, a balance of it. One thing in particular I used to do often is, you know, I would call it, me date, where I would do just something like go to the park and walk, work out, check out the scenery, read a book. I would just, like, try to get books every month or so, or, you know, meditate, which my form of meditation is, you know, sitting in a room, listening to music, like anything I could vibe to, and just clearing my mind, or taking myself out to a movie or my favorite restaurant. And I'm not a person that's like too scared to sit somewhere by myself, you know, because one thing my brothers always, you know, particularly push for me is for you to be in a relationship with somebody, you have to be comfortable by yourself. You have to be more aware of yourself, and you have to know what you like or who you are before you even try to get with someone, so that you can present to them you. And that's important, because we try to get into these relationships with people and we don't even know who we are. And so if we don't know who we are, we don't know how to be treated or what we expect to be treated, or, you know, we haven't fully understood us. How can you get with someone and expect them to treat you anyway, any type of way? There's no guideline. There's no rule book into knowing you. There isn't any structure to understanding who you are as a person. So the first stage is lonely. Now, I know that might seem hard because, you know, we weren't created to be alone. If that was the case, then we will, you know, basically be put on a planet by ourselves, no additional people. So that's bull. And I always tell my friends that they're like, oh, you know, I feel bad that, you know, I'm getting lonely sometimes. I'm like, that's perfectly normal. You're not supposed to, you know, initially just be by yourself. You have to communicate with people. You know, you can't go one day without speaking to someone. You know, my mom will call me. If I don't hear from my mom, it's a problem. She's gonna call me if I stay in the house all day, or I'm hungry, I gotta get in the car, right? And as soon as you get in the car, there's a car next to you at the stop sign or at the red light. For you to put gas in the car, you gotta go in and pay to put gas in your car. Or to go to the grocery store, you pushing your basket, you see people. Your cashier is a person. The thing I'm trying to get you to say is you can't go a day without interacting with someone. You would drive yourself nuts. But then how will you live? How will you maintain? How will you flourish? Even with business, you can't do everything yourself. Are you gonna be the only person that's purchasing your merchandise? It's ridiculous. You have to be able to communicate to your audience. It's all a structure. It's all a point. So lonely cannot be a part of your vocabulary. So what I'm saying is, some days I take time with myself to center myself and define me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm able to describe how I feel to you because I know me. I know myself. And at that time, we need some alone time. That's what we call it, alone time. We need to center ourselves because we're so busy giving ourselves and taking or stretching ourselves thin or cooperating every day. You should take a simple 30 minutes, an hour for alone time, for you to center yourself, to quiet the noise and chaos of your everyday life and find a peace and center and align yourself so that you can prepare for the next task. You can prepare for the next joy in your life. You know what I'm saying? You have no worries when you're having that alone time because you worry about what's to worry about. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was this guru that he was talking about everything ends up, why worry? He's like, you know, you're stressed. So you're stressed about something happening. And he was like, he always asked the question, can you change it? And, you know, he was like, no, I can't change it. Why are you worried? It's happening. Just let it happen. And he was like, you know, he's like, all these questions we have in our lives of chaos or heartache or pain or conflict. And we stress ourselves out so much for things we can't prevent. And we develop this anxiety and worry over situations that have no result. Or the only result of it is to not worry. He said that's the most thing that causes turmoil in our lives, is that we focus on what we cannot prevent instead of focusing on what we can. And we hold on to what we have no control over, trying to control it. And that's where the anxiety and worry comes into play in our lives, is because we want to direct things we are only supposed to play. And I found that to be utterly amazing, because that's what alone time also means, is that you build up anxiety, and I have bad anxiety, you know what I'm saying? And like we talked before, it happens. You want to control everything. Cool. But once you find a time to meditate, or some alone time, whether it's going to the spa, whether it's getting your hair done, whether it's just doing something that relieves stress or just quiets you, brings you to peace, your alone time to where you can focus and lose all the worries. Try it. It will open up your mind. And so now that we've expressed alone, and getting stages of lonely, I met someone, and to be around this person is draining, because they suffer from lonely, and it's pretty sad, you know, because they're so negative and they're so biased and they're so, you know, they will start an argument with you at a drop of the dime because they're right. Everything is them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they dictate everything. Even for a simple conversation, it is an argument. They're raising their tones. They're professing something. And it's cool to have passion over a conversation. It is. You know, when I talk about my emotions or writing and you know, that aspect of podcast, I am so passionate about it. I am so into it because I love it. I breathe it. It's the passion, the fire that, you know, burns in me, that gets me amped up to express how I feel. But at the same time, when your passion is negativity, it's draining to the next person, especially me. I'm a positive person. I don't like to be around negativity. If you are going to be negative, then we don't need to have a conversation. And I will cut you short. It's really, my mom always pointed it out. When negativity is brought towards me, I shut down. Not because I'm afraid. Not because, you know, oh, I'm so, you know, insecure about it. That's not it. I shut down. And meaning shut down is, I ain't got nothing to talk to you about. Because I refuse to waste my energy on trying to match your negativity. That's bringing negativity into my world, which that's something I don't want. I'm positive, you know what I'm saying? Like, my positivity, all good vibes this way. So when I meet a negative person that doesn't gravitate toward this positivity, that just wants to turn me negative and bring me into that world, I shut down. Ain't no more conversation after that. Because I refuse to allow and bow down to that negativity. And so being around this person, it was just draining. Like, I was quiet, you know what I'm saying? And I was aggravated and I was tense. And I was like, man, you know, like, this is a lot for me. And I barely had anything to say. And, you know, it was just draining. And I was speaking with my mom about it. And, you know, she was like, well, you know, that's just how they are. And, you know, whatever. And she was just like, she's always been that way. And I said, you know what? I know what it is. She said, what? I said, she's lonely. My mom was like, yeah, but that just means that you should, you know, be there. Da da. I said, no, that doesn't mean that. Because the reason you're lonely is because you make yourself lonely. And I can't fight to be in your world when you are stuck in a dark circle of lonely. You're angry because you're lonely because you push people away. That's a contradiction that pisses me off. Is because it's like a person that throws a rock and as soon as you turn around, they hide their hands. They tuck their tails. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? It's you're not humble. You want help, but then you really don't want help. You know what I'm saying? Like, to a full extent of somebody want to be private and want to be secure and you know, very protective of themselves, that you're lonely because you push so many people away due to the negativity that you cause from you pushing people away. It's like you never fully understand or see that you are the cause of your turmoil. Not everyone else. And that's the killing part, is that they will never acknowledge that they are at fault. It is everyone else's fault. And that's also a step. I would give that step 3 of healing. That's what I had to learn, is that it's not that, oh, he cheated on me and he's a horrible person. No. I had to acknowledge what I did as well, whether I didn't do anything or not. My thing could have been, I accepted the cruel things he said to me, or I accepted him lying to me instead of walking up and leaving. I accepted it. And so there I am at fault. You have to take accountability for your actions as well as your response. You cannot place blame on everybody. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, someone wants to fight you and they end up fighting and it's all your fault. No, not necessarily. It's being more understanding to both aspects, to both parties. Whatever actions you take has a reaction, has a disclaimer, has a motion to push you to either respond correctly, still in a positive aspect, because you don't have to fight that person. And, you know, people gonna say you're scary or whatever, but let's be honest about it. Is those people that are saying you scary for not fighting that person gonna bail you out of jail? Or is that person gonna stop you from almost killing that person because you are so angry you don't know your strength? You gotta understand the barriers of your reasoning and take care of yourself. But be accountable for your outcome at the end of the day. So let me go back to this person. You are lonely. Yes. You want someone to be around you. You want someone to spend time with you. You want someone to visit you. But when they are around you, you're so angry and combative and negative and draining that you push them away. Where is your accountability? When are you going to take responsibility that it's your fault? And that's a part of healing. I can't heal you if you don't want to be open to heal yourself. I can't give you positivity and feed it to you when you're not even opening the door for me to hand it to you. I can't spend time with you to give you a different aspect or different reaction for what you done had if you're not willing to accept me. How can this go hand in hand? And that's the battle with lonely. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we're created in this world to interact with one another, communicate, love, prosper, you know, express and develop and create and be artistic with one another. We're not born in this world to be alone, whether they tell you that or not. Yes, you come in this world alone, you die alone. I understand that. But that saying is meant for your mentality to understand that you have to take accountability for who you are. Because there are people in this world that are going to come. You have to be willing to interact with them. You have to be willing to communicate, because you're not in this huge globe by yourself. That's where empathy, compassion comes from. Understanding for one another. Yes, you can control who you are and your feelings, your emotions, because you're being yourself. But baby, you got to realize and be respectful of another person. So as you feel this way, if you've been going through this whole, and I'm only saying this because I've been this person, if you've placed yourself into this negative bubble, and you feel alone, you feel tired, you feel beaten, you feel battered, and you feel captive, you have to start to realize the right people will come along. The positive energy will flow and flourish and crack and pierce through that barrier of negativity that you have. And that lonely aspect would disappear if you are accepting to it. If you are willing to allow someone to come into your world. I'm not saying just let any old rink-a-dink person come in. Nah, nah, nah. Be protective of yourself. Understand that. I always say there's a balance. So yes, be protective of the naysayers and the haters and the people that only have negative energy to, you know, keep them away. Yes, do that. But what I'm saying, when you feel absolutely alone, the reason why you're alone and not, you know, meditating or centering yourself, but 24 hours a day, 7 days a week alone. And you're screaming and needing somebody to hear me, because we all want to be heard, or someone to be comparable to, or whatever. Being angry is not the way to invite anyone in, to escalate or to cancel all those feelings of lonely out of your vocabulary and your thoughts. Man, you can't be angry. You can't be blaming nobody. You can't be negative, bro. You got to be open. I don't know how else I can express that to people, is that we attract what we put out. It's important. And I will be honestly, I'll tell you, I had come to a point where, I didn't want to interact with nobody. I was just like, man, life has beaten me time and time again and beat me down bad to where I don't even want to talk to nobody. Now as I realized, you know what I'm saying, I couldn't blame everybody else. I had to blame myself as well for what I had, you know, brought up to the table. But then I also had to realize, like, man, even though I've been through a lot, I still have to smile. I still have to wish people well. I still have to be hopeful and have faith in myself. And I still have to show love for me and love myself, so that when I finally spark that light of positivity, pushing all the negative energy out of my circle, that would be the beginning of a change, inviting lonely to exit and joy to enter. And that's a process. It's a process you have to be willing to take and experience and mature from.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henny signing off. Have a good one, y'all.